going.
The clutch, the thrust, your cock, my bust. Ooh, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Ooh, gimme, gimme, gimme your lust. The throttle, the glide, you want to slip and slide. Ooh, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. And side, real high, you ride my lust.
Jambo, Habari, Yajioni, Garibu. And that was Swahili. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, guys and dolls. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. It is Sunday, December 23rd, 2012, and Playtime with Sandra Radio is broadcasting to you live from the oh-so-wintry beaches of Southern California. I'm in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. I will start out tonight's broadcast with the song 151 by Midnight Crash. Crash with their song 151. I'm supposed to be able to interview them at the start of the year, 2013, within the first few weeks of the start of the new year. For the second song, I will go ahead and play, I will play Monster by Prophet 43, and then I will be right back with you with some news, some erotica, all this fun time, and I believe I will be interviewing Mr. Spider Dan. So this should be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. And in the meanwhile, check out this song. Oy, there we go. Monster by Prophet
43. Musical monster. Oh, how do I feel? Creatures lie here, looking through. CPR really falls silly brow. Should've never fucked with that Ouija ball, silly boy. And I call upon for the three chambers of darkness. Danger the stranger will mange who you talk. If she lays in the coffin and prays from the heart, they should not play with Satan or count. Dancing on graves and praising his army, smoking his blunts and drinking his water. It is not holy, lonely hoes vomit in the house of horrors who go still party. Yes to the morning, next to the toilet, and in the same night have sex with them always. Which is with the sickness and the shit is so great. Prophet in the building, bitch, I'm game. Get off my nuts, so over glaucoma. I don't gotta blaze up, blow so diesel. Wow, I'm Nito. Blow up your submarine with one torpedo. What up, Nico? I was wondering if I could beat one drum for me, bro. I'ma do this shit till I'm 6 feet below. Sleeping on the pillow, I got a big ego. Fly as an ego, ego. Straight off the top of the cerebro. And we know the hero's nothing. I'm Prophet 43, not Miss Cleo. But I'm gon' kill him, I'm gon' kill him. Live from the cellar, goblins, gorillas. How is he illa when I've been doing this shit since 7? Yeah. Never break my mold or break my records. Don't mistake my flow with these weak ass rappers. You don't put in that work, you ain't getting that ticket. You bullshit and just kicking. I'm addicted to this sickness and committed to get it. This is more than just rapping, bitches. I live it, I deliver the business. It is musical monster, entrepreneur, operable. I can show you really want to. Raw with the unstoppable chaperone. I got the zone, the best in town. Shout them bitches, shop around. I got the crown. You thought that was something, well, I'm hotter now. But when the man come around, the only time I'm turned down. But when he leaves, I'm turned so loud, I'm a motherfucking.
Prophet 43 with the song Monster. Okay, so this evening it is quite cold. It has been very cold lately out here in California, perhaps seasonably, but just more cold than I remember it ever really being. But I probably have a short memory for cold weather, who knows. But I just checked in with Jess over at Naked Girls Radio, and she assures me it is a lot colder out there in Chicago. You guys have it at like 36 degrees. I'm sure we're well above that, but to me, it's all the same. Very, very cold. But, yeah, in honor of that and all this cold, wintry weather, I will go ahead and play a short erotic piece, semi-erotic, Dear Irene, fuck you, blow me, that I wrote in honor of Hurricane Irene. So enjoy, and I'll be right back with you.
This is Sandra London TV. You're watching a Sandra London original parody. Dear Irene, fuck you, blow me, a love story. Hey, Sandra, baby girl. Thank you for giving a bromance an opportunity to say what's up to my little shorty, Irene. She be tripping sometimes. Excuse me. Let me start. Hey, Irene, boo. Let me holla at you. By the time you read this letter right here, I'm going to have your ass on lock. Who you think you is, Miss Thang? You're covered and been blown. I was watching the news last night after you just done took off from eating Finn the other day. They showed you bearing your ass across 9 different states. What? Mm-hmm. I seen you. And big flashing letters on one of them damn channels. T.S. Irene lashes out all across New England. You got put on blast. Now, just how you just gonna get up and jump out of my establishment anytime you get good and ready to? And them toys is property of Eden, not you. You heard? Eden. That don't spell Irene. Your name ain't on none of them whips and chains you out there flinging around, swinging at people like you ain't got no home training. You done lost your mind. Your house beat is past due. You heard me? And what do? You hightail it out all the way to the other coast, messing with my demographic. Oh, you fancy, huh? I'm keeping tabs, mama, and you'll be working your highfalutin tail off as soon as I Google Earth your current location. Say I won't. Mm-hmm. Shoot. Racking up all these bills, living the life of loosey-goosey. You still ain't no porcelain. We both noticed. Apologize. You know you ain't right. I seen you twirl around and rain on everybody parade. Just wait. You got yourself a lot of explaining to do. And quit crying all day long. We ain't got time for your tears. We want you to sit your ass down. Dry off. Go get you some Claritin and leave folks alone. When we done handling the situation, we putting you right back on Greyhound from whence you came, baby girl. Now go get you some rest and call me tomorrow after you figure out what the hell is wrong with you. Yo, gangsta truly, one love, Sir Master P.I.M.P., Duke, Doggy Dog.
Oh, you better blow the whistle, ring the bell, bring a little honey, make you get you.
That song is so awesome. That was Miracle by Nonpoint. And yes, yeah, so let's see. For a bit of local LA news, a big quick congratulations to the Los Angeles Lakers. They beat Golden State 118-115 in overtime. So woohoo, congratulations. I believe what is it, Kobe? He shot like 40 different like shots or something. I don't know. There's something earlier on the news where they're like, let other people try or something. But whatever works, I guess. They did win. And the Clippers have been winning quite a lot lately. They've won at least 12, if not 13 so far. So that's kind of cool. They've been coming up in the world these days. And I was looking at, what was it, dailynews.com a bit earlier, and I was reading an article where I learned that there are 2,751 beer breweries that are currently active in the United States. 85% of those opened within the last two decades, and breweries are opening at the fastest rate ever since the end of Prohibition, which was long, long ago. But they're gaining the numbers with lightning speed, I suppose. But, 442 of these beer breweries have opened in, 2012 alone in California. Surprise, surprise, is in the lead with 31 new breweries. They were in the article referencing the latest opening, Ohana, which means family in Hawaiian, Ohana Brewing Company, which has a 24-year-old owner who has just concocted a very unique brewery or brew beer mix from his very own franchise, Ohana Brewing Company. So that's awesome. And I guess there was an LA Beer Week festival that I was not aware of. I believe it happened sometime late summer of this year. So maybe next time around I'll check it out. Who knows? And, ooh, what was the other thing? I will wait. I'll share that a little bit later. But in the meanwhile, I will play Melody. I'll play Melody by Lips, and then I will be right back with you. And I believe that interview will be coming up very, very soon with Spider Dan. So sit tight and groove. Enjoy the moment. Here's Melody by Ellipse.
drive me back to what I'm worth. I could have started to run from you. Drive me back to what I'm worth. Now Barry, 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 Barry.
Please enjoy.
I'm Dad by The Last Vegas, and I'll be right back with you.
Bedtime story is called Sex on Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. Dear Diary.
Vroom, vroom.
Squeak, squeak. Squeal. A hush. Muffled giggle.
Was that light there before?
Are you sure you know this area? Are the flight attendants sleeping?
Put your legs here.
Hold on. My neck's getting
death. Hold on, someone's coming here. Put your head under the covers. Stay down. Keep your mouth where it is.
Okay. I really need some air for a second. Gosh, I don't remember your cock being that big. Is this the lighting?
Oh, your pussy feels so tight.
Passenger seat or back seat? Recline or straight up? Condoms or peanuts? an extra blanket and towel, s'il vous plaît, a tissue, napkins, seat indentations on the skin, rug burn, darkness, a light switch, mystery. Is that your cock or the stick shift? Does it matter? Start, stop, shift, redress, ease away slowly. Oh, what fun it is to ride while riding in an automobile or on a train. Now, I have yet to fuck on a plane, but I have given head while my then boyfriend's parents are sleeping right next to us. How bold. How daring. Ghastly, even. Yet, hey, what can you do? Blame it on the menses. It was that lovely time. Okay, excruciating time when nature calls. Being stuck in the air was the absolute worst for this sort of conundrum. I promised your diary. The only reason I was so very, very naughty was because it took my mind off pain. Oh boy, did it ever. Furthermore, if you can make yourself laugh, okay, not with your mouth full, but perhaps interspersed with the dick and mouth action, then that can't help but relieve the tension incurred by pain, pleasure, and trying to be a cock ninja chick while cramped in a tight Lufthansa middle row seat and not get booted off an international flight. The train? Yeah. Different boyfriend. Fast forward a few years later or so. En route to Barcelona. Or maybe it was Amsterdam. It wasn't our fault my guy and I were assigned an otherwise all-male cabin room. It happened, surely. No? We tucked into our small twin bed on the bottom bunk and the two bunk bed cabins and dared each other not to squeeze, shudder, gasp, nor projectile shoot our lovely, lustful liquids on the guy sleeping just across from us. Ah, but the auto, the real wheels. Now, those may be innumerable, my dearest, but there's something so wrong and yet so very right about doing a real test drive while set in park. Passers-by only make that much more pleasurable, sweet, deviant, and perhaps even squishier. I actually have been cited by those of the security profession, but apparently they were human. They must have liked it, never even issued a warning. I'm so very, very, well, how uncommon is this really? Sex out loud. I mean, really. One cannot always find the right time and the comfort of one's home or that of another. It may not even be ideal, depending on who you want to bang and who's actually available in your home. Especially so if those two are not mutually exclusive. Ah yes, dear diary. Sometimes sex on wheels is the only way at the time. And even if the sex out loud is rare, I believe it is precisely this rarity that elevates it to the status of a real Kodak moment. I'm glad you agree, my love. The end. I hope you all liked it, and I hope you have sex out loud. Good night. Bye.
Quels sont les plans? Le pas de soirée, haute couture, un truc dément. Signer ton ego, mais à l'ancienne, la croix en bas de VIP. Prépare le champagne, chocolat en montagne. Je décolle d'ici, je saute dans un full suit top class. Tout est en bonne place pour mes people. Je tape la grande classe. Pose pour les flashs à l'entrée. Signe quelques papiers. Pose un cas dans le creux d'un décolleté. Alors on peut commencer. Demoiselle, voulez-vous m'accompagner? Viens me rejoindre au VIP. Où les femmes sont belles en sous-vêtements dentés et leur corps qui brille. VIP. Que les femmes sont belles quand elles dansent en tandem et leur corps qui brille. VIP. Si les femmes sont belles, qu'elles dansent à l'ancienne, c'est plus belle et bien au vie.
parfait. Tout le monde dans la place est en feu.
Et c'est carré.
Pop the Christian, let's pop it again. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, et si les anges de jour deviennent diables la nuit, c'est que les histoires de jour sont normales aujourd'hui. Lady danse, bouge dans tous les sens. À l'affût des regards, Lady s'en fout de ce que les gens pensent. On est là pour ça, pour les autres, c'est un show live. Entre toi et moi, personne d'autre n'a la même drive. Jack, XO et un bon petit cubain. C'est la good life, et on verra demain. On rejoindra au VIP, où les femmes sont belles en sous-vêtements, dans tel est leur corps qui brille. VIP, que les femmes sont belles quand elles dansent en tombe, tel est leur corps qui brille. VIP, si les femmes sont belles, qu'elles dansent à l'ancienne, c'est plus belle et bien au VIP. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, vas-y lève ton verre si tu le fais à l'ancienne. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, lève mon verre à ma santé à la tienne. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, vas-y lève ton verre si tu le fais à l'ancienne. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, viens me rejoindre au VIP, où les femmes sont belles en son vêtement, tel est leur corps qui brille. VIP, que les femmes sont belles quand elles dansent en tombe.
Spider Dan.
Hi, Spider Dan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah. Jess told me you'd be calling in. I've been looking forward to this. So, like, what's up? Tell me what's going on.
Not a whole lot. Just basically what I do. I promote Chicago music under the name Shy Scene Radio. I worked with a lot of bands out here. Bill, You're a Dick, Sniper the Prophet, we play on there. I just did a show with Windy City Music, who brought Twist of Insane out. Another group, Mission 16, they're going to be playing at Tiger Stallies January 18th, bringing Buckshot from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm going to be part of that show. In fact, I got an interview coming up with Buckshot.
Wait, Mission 16, is that the same one? Is that the one that's based out of New York that I tried to call last week, or is this a different one?
Actually, Mission 16 is based out of Chicago, not New York.
Okay, that was another one, my bad. Okay, and so how long have you been doing this? I hear you have a radio show.
Hey, I'm assuming we're not live right now?
Yes, we are. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Great. I've been doing this since... March 2011.
Okay. And how did it first begin? You just happened to know tons of musicians?
Basically how it began as a hobby. A buddy of mine, we started this to kind of do shows of stuff we'd want to go see. And we decided to incorporate the local music scene into it. And we started doing the shows. We did some up-putting events, putting wrestling, and we decided to book some bands that we're listening to and going to see ourselves along with the shows, and it kind of just took off from there. Then we developed the website, which actually, the website, we took it down because we're going to be, as of January 2nd, 2013, we're going to be changing the name, and there's going to be some major changes. We're not just promoting Chicago. We're not just promoting Chicago anymore. We're promoting Cincinnati, Detroit, Miami, New York, and about five other major cities. Doing basically the same thing we've been doing in Chicago.
All right, and does that mean you'll be on the road as well, just sort of touring, seeing different bands live, or just sent more music from elsewhere?
Right now, our live shows are going to be focused more in Chicago. This spring, our goal is to do a couple in Cincinnati. And as far as other cities, we won't be traveling with that probably maybe for the next year or two, but we're going to be promoting them on our radio station.
Okay. All right. And so you've had the radio station for as long as you've been promoting, for about a year?
We've had the radio station for about a little over 2 years.
Okay. All right. And are you able to, like, release what the new website will be, like what it will be called or anything like that?
That I cannot until I cannot release the name or the website until January 22nd. I can give you my Facebook page. And all right, it's facebook.com/spiderdan.
Okay, all right. And are you over on Twitter as well?
Yeah, it's twitter.com/shyscene radio, and actually that will be changing too, but. We also have a Shy Scene Radio page on Facebook as well.
Okay. So for now, the ultimate best place is through Facebook.com/SpiderDan.
Yeah, that is the best way.
Okay.
All right. We decided it was best to, this month of December, to pull all the websites for, I think people understand more once they see what's going on, but there's a lot of cool stuff coming up in the next couple months.
Oh, sweet. Okay. So, What sort of helped to inspire you to expand your base from Chicago? Like, did you meet more people that could help develop the sites and things like that? Or was it just a natural?
What happened was a lot of artists out of state were kind of following us, what we're doing in Chicago, and sending in their music and asking us to play it. But since we were, like, a Chicago only, we were turning it down. And everybody involved kind of sat down, talked about it, and decided that we start allowing other artists to get on. And then we let Milwaukee in, and then a lot of artists from Cincinnati were wanting to get in. And we decided that it would be best to change the name, and there's some other things we're going to be doing that I can't talk about just yet. And
that's just cut on like wildfire.
Yeah, it's kind of how everything fell into place. That's kind of where we're at now.
Okay, and what sorts of music do you tend to promote? Is it all one genre, or is it, like, pretty varied?
We promote everything. It's our biggest fan base is pretty much hip-hop, rock, metal, electro, dubstep. We do have some R&B on there, and we have a little bit of blues, but I would say mainly it's hip-hop and rock.
Okay.
It's the highest.
And I guess for dubstep, like, what would you recommend someone like me who would be new to a site or a radio show like yours, like, which dubstep bands have you helped promote that you would recommend that I listen to? Because I really, really like dubstep.
Out in Chicagoland, Lady Raven's a good one.
Okay. Nice. And then, I guess, for Milwaukee, like, what were some of the bands that you promote from Milwaukee? Because I know that there are quite a few Naked Girls Radio musicians who are from Wisconsin and nearby. So, like,
actually, one of the artists has a lot of their songs on our station is on Naked Girls Radio, which is Mr. Frizzle. I'm very familiar with Mr. Frizzle's music. I believe he's got about 15 tracks on our network. I know John for about 2 years. He was actually one of the first artists I started talking to, and I let him on right away. And that's kind of, he helped out. And another artist out there, Track Lacer. And that's kind of how our Milwaukee fan base started growing, and artists started sending in their stuff, and they would hear certain Milwaukee artists, and they wanted in on it as well. And it's I can actually thank John for a lot of the artists that we have gotten.
Oh, okay, that's pretty sweet. Yeah, I had him on a few weeks ago, or maybe months ago now, but sometime this year for an interview, Mr. Frizzo, and he's awesome. His music's great. I had him on, I had Miss PG on, and I told them both, like, I'd love to meet them one day. I've still been meaning to go out to Wisconsin someday. But that's cool, that's cool. Okay. And are you from, like, born and raised in the Chicago area?
Yeah, I'm actually from a small little town called Plano outside of Chicago. It's where I grew up as a kid. And then in my early 20s, I got married, moved out to Chicago, and I've been there pretty much ever since.
Okay. All right. Huh. I wonder. Let's see. Well, let's take a break really quick, and I will play, I'll actually play one of Mr. Frizzo's songs here during the break. I will play I Live a Dream. That's like one of my favorite songs, I suppose.
Okay. All right. That's a great song.
Yeah. And then we'll be right back.
All right. Sounds good.
Check this out. I dream of that, yup. Popping off and blowing my town. $1 million in my pocket, fuck it, throw it around. I'm saying I get down. Hop up on these beats and just clown. Who you know like me? Natural superpower for sound. Try to make you listen. You see, I got this vision. I see something huge in the future. They tell me I'm tripping. Then they tell me I'm sipping. Too much Hennessy mixers. And that the visions I've been seeing are just drunken pictures. I argue that assumption, cause I know how I function. Motivation like sex, aggressive when I'm top of something. And I feel sorry for you if you ain't striving for something. Cause a rich man without a dream is a man with nothing. You ain't gotta agree, this opinion is me. But like the best things in the world, dreaming is free. Can't argue with that, so love it or just leave it be. I never let it go so easily, only one place for me to
I
be.
I live a dream, I live a dream, I live a dream.
And I don't wanna wake up.
I live a dream, I live a dream, I live a dream.
I dream of that, y'all. Headlining a show in New York and eating real good, more than I could fit on my fork. Bank account never short, denim jeans never faded. And every time they release something new, I'm getting upgraded. Without the waiting in line, that's why I'm wasting no time. I don't write rap, I write dreams and make that shit rhyme. Ain't even trying to get signed, the record industry's whack. I grew up with a contractor, that's how I keep it on track. So what, I'm breaking my back and moving at a slow pace. I'd rather do that, I'd get antsy with nothing to chase. You see this hope on my face. Living this dream, I hope I never come back.
I live a dream, I live a dream, I live a dream.
And I don't wanna wake up.
I live a dream, I live a dream, I live a dream.
Reach me in that groove and wake up.
I live a dream, I live a dream, I live a dream.
There's no reality here.
I live a dream, I live a dream, I live a dream.
I see myself running around in a cage, find my way when I'm lost. And in my dreams I shoot every fake MC I come across. I sit in a big leather chair, my own desk, my own boss. And give away inspiration, completely free at no cost to those that need it. And I done seen so many crazy things you wouldn't believe it. Reality is way overrated, I'm glad to leave it. These 6 hours a night are precious to me, yeah I need it. Makes the air feel fresher when I breathe it. So I'm telling my pops, I'm happy trapped in this box. I get one of them real jobs, probably never, no stops. Left my album to pop, and in my dream that's the plan. Then I go get Jessica Ryan back as quick as I can. Let the world hear my tune, let them learn to create. Cause this here is not an excuse, it's just a perfect escape. A getaway road you can take, no speed limit, no turn. So hit the gas and spin the rubber and just let that shit burn.
I live a dream, I live a dream, I live a dream.
And I don't wanna wake up.
I live a dream, I live a dream, I live a dream.
Reach me in that groove and wake up.
I live a dream, I live a dream, I live a dream.
There's no reality here.
I live a dream, I live a dream, I live a dream.
That was Mr. Frizzo with I Live a Dream, and you're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. The call-in number is 858-815-2333, and I am currently interviewing Spider Dan, based out in Chicago. Let's get him back on the line. Hello, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey. So, Spider Dan, tell me, what are your plans for this holiday season, or what have you been doing already to unwind and get ready for a whole new year?
You know what? My plans is actually just chilling it with close friends and family, and this last month I've kind of, other than doing preparing and recording some interviews with the upcoming shows that are going to be taking place in January, I've haven't had a whole lot of work, so it's kind of been a relaxing month, and I decided to kind of chill with the family.
That's nice. Cool. Do you have any, like, favorite, like, winter retreats whenever you get the spare time to, like, go travel and stuff? Is there any, like, favorite wintry spot, or are you basically smack dab in the middle of it already in Chicago? I know it's so cold there all the time. but if you have...
Yeah, it's a cold state.
it's beautiful, but it's cold.
It's very beautiful, but yeah, it's 80% of the year, maybe exaggerating a little, I'd say 70% of the year, it's very cold. But anyway, as far as retreats, I just kind of, if I got nothing to do and got leisure time, I'd kind of chill out, do the club scene, or again, just kind of hang out with my friends, family, stuff like that.
Okay.
That's kind of my life.
That's good. Very, very, very good, like, awesome, quaint, like, Midwestern values, family. I think it's awesome. It's very cool. I'm serious. It's so cute. Like, I don't know why. There's something about, like, I don't know, Chicago where there's some sort of, like, awesome chivalry and, like, a sense of, like, good manners in general there. It could be just me perceiving it that way.
Would you tell us the rest of the people in Chicago?
What?
I wouldn't say we got good manners. Maybe a little bit.
Well, maybe they're just nice to me for some reason. I don't know. It's funny. You know, like, since you take yourself with you wherever you go, then you can only see it that way, like how you're treated. And I'm always treated well in Chicago. So I have much love. For Chicago. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
That's great.
They're rude? I can't believe you. There's Chicagoans are rude by nature, in your opinion. This can't be. No.
I don't know. That would be my personal opinion, but maybe it's just because I was here. We appear nice to outsiders.
Okay.
Could be.
Maybe. But yeah. Well, do you have any, like, New Year's resolutions? Are you the type that makes New Year's resolutions? I sometimes do, but I don't think I ever thought about it, like, in the past, like, decade about making New Year's resolutions, but I probably will. What about you?
You know what? I got the same one I've had for about the last 12 years, which is quitting smoking, and I'm sure I'm probably going to screw up the first week. So, probably not, no.
Yeah, I was going to say, good luck with that. Like, even just considering, like, smoking cessation, all this stuff, there was some news story a few months ago where somebody was using, like, one of those electronic cigarettes and it blew up in his face. I'm like, yeah, no.
I've actually tried those. I don't think they work. I don't, like, get the same sensation I get from a cigarette.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, who knows? I don't know what could, maybe try, like, hypnosis. I don't know really what else could actually be effective.
Or I could just not quit.
Well, there you go. Maybe just smoke less. Maybe that could be, I'm saying this because
right.
I also smoke cigarettes, so I smoke less, maybe. One less a day.
Set up a pack, just smoke 19.
There you go, and save it. And then when you're, like, all pissed off, and you're like, darn it, where's my last, like, $5? Then you go, oh, wait, I might have, like, a full pack by now from all those one less smokes I say, like, I don't
right?
know. That could be, like,
I made it a whole 45 minutes once, but I think
what?
That's the closest I got.
Were you sleeping? No.
Well, I wasn't counting that.
Oh.
If you want to count, then I guess I could do pretty good during that time.
Well, huh.
However, I have woken up before and noticed different butts in the ashtray wondering how they got there, so I might smoke then too and just don't know it.
Oh, darn. That's scary. You're going to be like the dude with the e-cigarette in his face. That's not good. You got to strap yourself down at night or something.
Right.
No. Okay. What else? Let's see. You don't have to say what it is, but have you, like, thought of something special to do or to give your loved ones an act of kindness or a much sought-after present that, you know, that they want or just something sweet?
Hmm.
To do? Come on, dude. It's like tomorrow is like Christmas Eve, yo.
Right?
I know.
Whoa, here. Let me speak. I got to show my nice guy side, really? You know what? I'm going to actually go with this. Actually, I've been doing this since Thanksgiving. It's something new I got into, and I've been actually volunteering in a local homeless shelter and cooking dinner and helping out with some odd ends. And it was just something I kind of fell into. I was asked to do. But the first time I did it, I totally loved it. And I signed up for more dates. I actually did it right before Thanksgiving, and I signed up for Thanksgiving Day. And tomorrow I'm actually going to be doing that during the day before I take off to leave for my Christmas holiday. But it's I don't know. It's like when I leave with a great feeling. It's awesome.
I totally
recommend it if someone's got some free time, because there's definitely people out there that need some help.
Yeah. And see, why were you so bashful about sharing that? That is amazing. That is super awesome. You're like my new hero. That's so cool.
I'm a hero.
Aww. Wow, that's awesome. Let's see. Do you have like any animals, domesticated animals?
I got my ex-wife. Does she count? But
is she domesticated?
Probably not. I think she's like got rabies or something. She's,
oh, no. That's
she probably
horrible.
Should be put to sleep by now, but no, I'm just messing.
See?
Actually, you know, there's my mean side. All right, you saw the nice guy side, then you got to see the mean side.
There we go. Jekyll Hyde. It's okay.
Right?
Well, I love you, woman out there who's no longer with one of us. Anyways, yeah.
But to answer your question, no, I'm not really an animal guy. I never really had that. I had a goldfish once, and I killed it by accident.
Wait,
I think
what?
I overfed it or underfed it.
Was this like salmon slaughter? Wait, goldfish.
I did some
How did you
fish.
Accidentally kill
I
it? You
know what?
To water
I don't know. It just like yeah. The sprinkle can.
What?
I just forgot to fill it up.
Oh la la.
But I thought I fertilized it, but I don't know.
Oh.
But anyway.
Did it have a name?
Fish.
Ah. Okay. Wow. I don't know. I think when I was very, very little, like, my family had one or more fish, but not for very long. They're just not very interactive. to me. But I will. Okay, and what about, like, okay, I know there are quite a few different, like, movies and things like this that are coming out pretty soon. Season and all this. Are you looking forward to any specific one, or are you not a moviegoer at all?
You know what? Lately, I haven't really just had the opportunity to go out and see movies, but there's one that I'm dying to see, which is The Hobbit. I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan, Hobbit fan, so...
It's like breaking records everywhere, isn't it? It's like
it is, yeah. And hopefully I'll get a chance to see it very soon, but I'm going to have to say that's about the only one that's on my list right at the moment.
And then I guess, how about any festivals that are coming up in the new year or right before we end this year that you're excited about?
Festivals,
or any sort of shindig?
There's nothing really coming up that I'm attending, other than the next show that I will be attending, I'm actually a part of, is Buckshot, January 18th, which I mentioned at the beginning of the interview. Other than that, no, not really. Nothing that I'm involved with.
And that's local?
Plan on attending. I'm sorry, what was that?
And that's local, the Buckshot Festival?
Yes. It's actually in Berwyn, Illinois, which is right outside Chicago at Tiger of Stiley's.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, right on. Well, I hope you have a great time while you're there. Where will I be? I think I might be in... I might be in Utah.
Utah.
Well, I will think fondly of Buckshot while I'm there.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. But, yes. Okay, so just one more time, please share with my listeners where they can find more Spider Dan and more of the bands that you promote throughout Chicago, Cincinnati, Detroit, Miami, New York, Milwaukee. All these things, please let us know one more time where we can find the latest and greatest.
Like I was saying, the best place to find me right now, which is Facebook, it's facebook.com/SpiderDan. Our website, which was Shy Scene Radio, we took that down a couple weeks ago because we're merging onto a different name, totally changing the business style. And like you just mentioned, we'll be promoting other states other than Chicagoland. If there's any artists out there listening right now that want to send music in, the best email address right now, the email MP3s is ugwsubmission@gmail.com. And other than that, if you add me on Facebook, just watch my statuses, and within the next week and a half, you should see the new links, which are pretty much going to be explaining everything and all the new changes.
Nice. And are you also on Reverb Nation or any of those types of platforms?
Yeah, I got a Reverb Nation in SoundCloud, but we don't really use it, so it's kind of pointless to even throw out there.
Okay, alrighty. So primarily Facebook, and then the brand new site that you'll be launching after January 22nd, 2013. Yeah.
Actually, January 2nd.
Second. Okay, I don't know where I got the other two from, but there we go. January 2nd, you guys, sorry. Cool. Alrighty. Well, I guess I will close out tonight's show, but thank you very much for calling in and sharing with me and Playtime with Sandra Radio listeners and Naked Girls Radio listeners all about the bands that you promote and the bigger, better, badass site that will be launching very, very soon. So,
no problem.
Glad
thank
to
you
hear
for
it.
Having
glad
that.
To hear it. Alrighty. Well, I'll close out tonight's show, everyone. I will be airing as usual next Sunday. I believe that's going to be the 30th, isn't it? Yes, 30th, wow. December, and of course in the year 2013 and beyond. But yes, please have a good night, sleep tight, wish well, wish hard, wish long, and yeah. keep warm. Voila. Good night.
Sexy Naked Girls Radio listeners, have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.